Today, we'd like to study the title over Your Anger in Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 12 and 25. To online worthy of people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 12, He has made the earth by His power. He has established the world by His wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at His discretion. What divine character can we see? Question 2, in verse 23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. What divine character can we see? Last question 3, in verse 24, O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. What does it mean? Jeremiah made a prophecy about the coming Babylon captivity of Judah from 627 up to 585 before Christ. So 1 year later, in 586 before Christ, Babylon conquered Judah. Verse 12, He has made the earth by His power. So He has established the world by His wisdom. So our God is intelligent or a wiser creator. Neither accidental creator or a big bang happening. As we look at all of the various life forms, we are amazed at the wisdom of God in the forming of the earth for man's habitation. And has stretched out the heavens at His discretion. Billions upon billions of stars in an orderly universe by the laws of physics. One example, the one Mars, the other one Earth, that is our speed, thousands miles per hour. If it collide happening, so all Earth suddenly will gone, smashed with the sun. So God designed very specifically, intelligently, make the planet and all creatures too. So, for example, first thermodynamics or second thermodynamics law, that is a basic, the laws of physics. First thermodynamics means all energy conservative, same. Input energy 100, output should be 100. Second, the thermodynamics law, no 100% efficient material or man, animal doesn't exist. So, for example, if you buy gasoline 100, so you might use 70% over actual running car, but the other 30% waste. So 70% and 30% equal to 1. That is called first thermodynamics. But second thermodynamics, no existence 100% efficient. Only use 70% only. That is everything's waste come out. That's why Bible said, all grass withers. Human being, out man is perishing. So all thing. But evolution theory contradicts with the basic laws of physics because a little cell come out, a little fishy come out, the frog, which meaning small energy come out, more energy, like a violation first thermodynamics. Also second thermodynamics, not like everything is a perishing way, not a positive growing continually, not like that. So therefore, Big Bang theory, evolution theory, that's why we call theory. So not based upon science or evidence-based. Verse 13, when also Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So verse 12, exactly the same content as he explained. Verse 13, when he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. Jeremiah cited Psalm chapter 135, verse 7. Here Jeremiah explained, look at the rain cycle. Waters by sun, the heat up, that become vapor, then make up clouds, the wind move clouds, then is a plus minus electricity bombing, lightning come out, that is a four rains. So in that is a cycle. So really God maker the world by his wisdom, intelligence. Then verse 14, everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Why? Verse 14. Here is indicating idol worshippers, also idol makers. Everyone is dull-hearted. King James Version says brutish. So that means dull of understanding. Simply, we can say stupid. Everyone is stupid without knowledge. Here, knowledge, which meaning knowledge of God. So Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the starting point of knowledge. Also, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Also, knowing God is, knowledge of God is understanding. So which meaning, without God, you do not have knowledge, you do not have understanding, you do not have wisdom either. So that one is example, every metal smith. So somebody maker like an idol, for example, Buddha, you know, there is an idol there. So a lot of our goat or sheep, you know, is put to shame by an image. So at that time, Zedekiah king, he made an Ashtoreth, the goddess of fertility, goddess of fertility. He put Ashtoreth image in the temple of God. So that's why many the Judas people, Jewish people, departed from God and followed after idols, such as Ashtoreth. So every metalsmith is put to shame by an image, such as Ashtoreth image, for his molded image is a falsehood. Why? And there is no breath in them. So basically, you know, no breath, no alive is there. So no breath in idols. Verse 18, they are futile. Futile is a vanity or useless. They meaning idols at the works of errors. That's error in the time of their punishment. So or visitation. In God's time, the idol worshippers or makers shall be punished, shall be perished. Verse 16, the portion of Jacob. Jacob indicating Israel, because Jacob, another name is Israel. Descendants of Jacob are the Jewish people. So in Judah, it's not like them. For he is the maker of all things. He meaning God. God is the maker of all things, all creatures. And Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Portion of Israel or Judah is originally not like the idol worshippers or makers. So creator of all the heavens and the earth's inheritance. So Israel originally God's inheritance in a tribe. Gather up your wares from the land, O inhabitants of the fortress. Here, wares meaning material things for house from the land of Israel. Jeremiah now is going back to the main theme of this message. Basically, you depart from God, follow after idols, so repent your sin. Basically, so inhabitants of the fortress, which meaning residents of walled cities, like Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the city itself like castle, so walled cities. They thought Jerusalem is a fortress safety place, but not. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will throw out at this time. Even if you think Jerusalem is fortress area or walled city for security, but God said, I will throw out at this time the inhabitants of the land. So after Zedekiah, last king of Judah, Israel people carried away as slaves for Babylon, the inhabitants of the land, and will distress them that they may find it so. Then verses 19-21, Jeremiah describing the picture of nomadic life. Nomadic life is like you are raising sheep or a cow, so you are looking for pasture, so it depends upon pasture. You know, always you are moving, you know, tents or the domestic animals. So like Abraham's days, or even today, Bedouins nomadic life in Palestine too. So here is verses 19-21. Jeremiah described the picture of a nomadic life. War is me for my hurt, or my heart. So basically, Jeremiah is the representative of Judah. Jeremiah actually, in fact, Jeremiah did not commit idolatry at all. Rather than Jeremiah is looking for God's heart, God's saying. But Jeremiah, he said he is a representative over the Judah people who commit idolatry. That's why in place over Judah's people, woe is me, so bad is it to me for my hurt. So he's a feeling, hurting feeling. My wound is severe or grievous. But I say truly, this is an infirmity. Infirmity means grief. This is grief for mourning for Jeremiah and the Jeremiah people. I must bear it. I must be patient over it. My tent is plundered. Plundered, which means my tent is broken or spoiled by Babylon for 70 years captivity. And all my cords are broken. My cords to hold the tent. So in order to hold the tent, you need cords. So my cords are broken. My children have gone from me. My children taken away as captives by Babylon. So mourning fact, mourning facts. And they are no more. All were gone. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtains. Verse 21, for the shepherds, leaders of Israel, or original Hebrew word, the same translation into shepherds or pastors, the same word. The shepherds have become dull-hearted or brutish, dull-minded. stupid and have not sought the Lord. So basically, they departed from the Lord and followed after idols. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Because the leader is blind, so the followers all will fall into ditch. Behold, the noise of the report has come. Noise is basically Babylon, so invade Babylon soldiers. Noise of the report has come, a great commotion, great noise, or a great noise, confusion, or excitement out of the north country, which is Babylon, to make the cities of Judah desolate, a den of jackals. Jackals or dragon, in King James Version, dragon, that is wild dogs. Oh Lord, I know the way of a man is not in himself. There you said, atheist is stupid. Psalm chapter 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Here is God who is the Father of Jesus Christ. There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. Abominable works meaning the works hated by God, like making up idols, or in heart you are making idols. If you love something else more than God, they are considered as idols. So there is none who does good. So in the sight of God, if you do not believe God, so whatever your even alleged good works, considered as no good, considered as no good. That's just God's standpoint, God's standpoint. Very clear, only God is good. Because one rich young ruler asked the good teacher, but Jesus said, who is good? Only God is good. Only God is good. So God is good. So that is, if you do not believe in God, in the sight of the Bible, the word of God, you are foolish. You are a fool. Then, verse 23, Lord, I know the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. This is simply means you cannot control your life by yourself. That is described God's sovereignty. So, for example, Romans chapter 8, verse 21, disciple Paul said, God is like a potter, human beings are like a clay. Does not the potter have power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor? So Jesus also gave an example. One rich guy, he worked very hard, but his barn not enough to store all earning thing. So he made up another barn. So then, he said, after retired, I had a good retirement plan before death. Then night, Jesus said, your soul is required tonight. So in that way, so all in sovereignty to the Lord. Verse 24, O Lord, correct me, but with justice. Correct me, which meaning? Correct Jeremiah, bless all Jewish people. But with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. So because our Lord is just, so that's why God should make a judgment, because God is righteous or just. So God would not compromise injustice. So God is love, God is patient, God is suffering long, but God is not patient forever. So not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. If God would correct in his anger, I would be reduced to nothing. That's why Jeremiah asked God, so not in your anger. I would be here when you correct because of your justice. Don't make a judgment in your anger or according to my deserves, more literally from the Hebrew sense, but according to your mercy because of God's love. So basically, this is simply Jeremiah praying, correct us, because Jeremiah, the representative of Judah, correct us, meaning the people of Judah, correct us. So with justice, not in your anger, simply meaning correct justice in your mercy, yeah. Your mercy. Not according to our deservers. Our deservers, so we would be nothing. So that kind of prayer. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. Because our God is love, that's why God gave chastened his children. Verse 25, pour out your fury or your anger on the Gentiles who do not know you. This is indicating your fury on Babylonians who are unbelievers and on the families, their families, who do not call on your name because they have eaten up Jacob, conquered Judah, devoured him and consumed Judah, and made his dwelling place desolate. This prayer kind of thing in the Old Testament. Old Testament, the basic, the rule, teeth to teeth, eye to eye. So that's why basically despise this persecutor or invader. So, but in New Testament time, Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, such as Babylonians, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. So in New Testament time, we should pray for ISIS, even they kill the innocent Christians, we pray for them. So Lord, touch their heart. They don't know their sin. So Lord, let them understand their sins. And like that, in that way, we should pray. Because Jesus commanded in that way. So let's see each question answer. Question 1 in verse 12. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. What divine character can we see? We can see wise or intelligent creator who is God. Not like randomly, happening, not like that. Question 2, in verse 23, O Lord, I know the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. What divine character can we see? Here, sovereign God, sovereignty God. Whatever he wants, he can do it. So that's why trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Always acknowledge him. He will direct your pathways. Okay, last question 3 in verse 24. O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. What does it mean? simply meaning, correct me in your mercy. Yeah, not in your righteousness, according to my deserves. Okay, now Brother Rick, he may lead a song to conclude today's Bible study.